up spiritually and psychically and consciously. And the old system simply isn't going to work. And what is going to happen? I'm quite happy about it, because what I see happening is all of the deceivers are going to be bound in the cages that they themselves created with their own words. And everyone else who wants to step free are going to be free to do that. And
it is a word game.
Yeah, and it's going to be very easy to identify them, and they'll never be able to step out, because if they do, they're stepping into the liability of our own courts, of our own justice system. So
now, are you seeing cases being won across the board? You said New Zealand, Canada, in the States.
My brother, we discharged $67.5 million worth of student loans using this process, using a notice of understanding and intent and a claim of right, and it boils down to one fundamental truth: before God, we're all equal, and no one can govern you without your consent. No one can provide adjudication services without your consent. If you look at the courthouses up here, at least in British Columbia, the sign on the door used to say court hours. Then that changed to hours of operation. Now it reads business hours. This is a business they're doing. It's all about money, and they are at least now waking up and recognizing that they need your consent, and if they try to impose it. I was arrested once for contempt of court, and I told the judge that I was a free man on the land. He was abducting me under the color of law. I did not consent to this. He turned white, and I was out of there 45 minutes later. And you just lay it off. These are just human beings using words, and if you create your own words, put them on top of theirs and say, well, before you start using yours against me, let's deal with these. It's a game. It's a game.
It
at any time, you can just say, no, I'm done. I'm walking away. And what they want you to do is stand against them, show them your fist, and say, I'm going to fight, and I'm going to be angry, and I'm going to bring all this energy to bear. But it doesn't win. It never wins. It's exactly what they want. And all you have to do is say, nope, sorry, I'm not playing with you. You're
sounds
just
like
the whole
show.
All of government operates like this, doesn't it? It's just an intimidation game, and you have to out-intimidate them by showing that you're not going to be...
No, you don't have to out-intimidate them at all. You just have to laugh at them.
Well, I mean, that's what winds up happening, though.
Yeah, well, they want you to try playing the out-intimidation game.
Right.
Just stand there and smile at them and laugh at them and be a puppy. And if
but that is intimidating. You know what I'm saying? You can't have an intimidating attitude, but... In just doing that, you have intimidated them, and they back down.
Yeah, but ideally you want to bring peace, eh? I mean, it says blessed be the peacemakers, not blessed be the most intimidating.
Sure, right, I gotcha, yeah.
And
no,
the goal
I agree.
Is to...
Absolutely.
Sorry?
Oh, I said I agree, absolutely. You know, it's funny you brought up Jesus, because that's how he was. He was very calm, very cool, collected. And he understood their little games, and he didn't get caught in their traps.
Yeah. And historically, he's got more groupies than any other performer.
Yeah, right. Jack in Missouri, I'm sorry, you were going to make another point?
No, it sounded, the way he was describing it being non-confrontational in a way, it almost sounds like Aikido. Aikido, yeah. You use the other person's weight against them with very little effort.
Coming back to Jesus again, he said, be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. If you go in with an attitude, it doesn't matter what your position is and how wise you are, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
You can't have an attitude.
The way I look at it, I draw an analogy about a nanny, and a lot of people will refer to it as a nanny state. And imagine for a moment, it is a nanny state. If you are pooping your pants and bringing poo all over places where everyone walks, they can and will put a diaper on you. If you're throwing a tantrum, they can and will put you in your room until you settle down. If you're rebellious, they'll put a curfew on you and they will enforce it. But if you get to the point where you grow up and you say, listen, nanny, I'm not doing any of these things anymore, and I don't need your diaper, I'm not throwing a tantrum, and I'm not rebellious, because guess what? I'm the owner of the house, and you now work for me, and I'm leaving, and I'll be back in the morning, and you'll have breakfast ready, and you give her a tap on the bum, and you leave. When we grow up spiritually, they lose the power. They only have the power when we're pooping or throwing tantrums or being rebellious.
Yeah, yeah. I think they want to incite that. Then they have an excuse to come down on you. All right, guys, going to a short break again. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
That's radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I guess Jack in Missouri had hung up. I didn't realize it was, I thought he was going to stay on. But yeah, thanks for calling, Jack. I didn't realize that's one of my buddies from Pal Talk. I didn't even recognize his voice. Somebody was asking, I was just looking during the break in the chat room, and someone was asking, Robert, you know, if you could cite any cases, specific ones, where, you know, this has been successful. I imagine you probably have a great many, right?
Well, the funny thing is, when it's successful, you don't end up in court, so there are no cases to cite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it ends before it even...
They will shuffle it right out. If you wanted to look at, there's one specifically, R.V. Lutz. Brian Lutz was charged with failure to file. And that's one of the key cases where they pointed out that the lack of joinder between the number and the person meant the person owed nothing, that it was that number that was necessary. And if there is no association established between that number and the individual, there can be no obligation on the individual. And there's certainly nothing out there that says you cannot disassociate or abandon a number.
So, you know, it isn't much different than what we have down here. It's the same thing. They entrap you with the number. You call it, a social...
Social insurance number.
Insurance number. Yeah, and what do you...
They call it
insurance. Yeah. What are you insured of? You're insured that you're going to be exploited. That's your insurance.
Well, what they do up here, it used to be called, you needed that number to get unemployment insurance, and then because of a certain court case, I forget which one, they now call it employment insurance. If you go to Human Resources Canada, they call it a federal employee identification number, and you need it to pay into a pension plan, and the courts have ruled that payment into a pension plan is prima facie evidence of employee status. So up here, what I try to tell people is they're complaining about their government, but it's not really their government they're complaining about. They're complaining about their employer. And if they quit, that employer suddenly has very, very little power, and as long as they're willing to live their life without harming another human being, damaging someone else's property, or using fraud or mischief in their contracts, the government has absolutely no power whatsoever.
Right.
And even the courts up here have acknowledged that they need two parties before them, each consenting to the adjudication and acknowledging the conflict. And if you are the one who truly put the love in your heart, you're just going to find a path that is going to allow you to avoid the conflict. You use a conditional acceptance, you smile and you laugh at them, and you treat them not like they're a bully, someone you should fear, but like a child that you can pick up and tickle or take off your belt and spank them if need be.
You know, this is fascinating stuff, and I really want to look into this some more because I'm really liking the sound of this. You know, I forgot, we had Walt in the Netherlands. I'm not sure if he's still there. Are you still there, Walt? Oh, he did drop off. Okay. So, sorry. Well, Walt, if you want, by all means, call back in. I know we got some Pal Talk listeners I'm trying to encourage to call in. They're really good on this stuff, you know, sovereign citizen. Are you a sovereign yourself,
Rob? I consider myself to be a free man on the land, and I would claim sovereign status, except I think that to a certain degree that takes away from my duty to God. I think fundamentally God must be seen as sovereign, and I'm a servant of God to a large degree, but certainly I don't have any human being above me claiming higher status.
Right. So, I mean, you still have your social insurance number? Or?
No way. No, I have.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, in a sense, you are what would be considered a, quote, sovereign citizen as defined down here. That's one who has not submitted to the... Well, like you said, yeah, why are you going to submit? Why are you once you get that number, you have submitted to their authority, and you're making yourself subordinate, and whatever decision they make, you're going to abide by. People don't realize, you know, that is what it amounts to.
Yeah, you're joining a house party, and you can leave the house party. When you leave, you might have to give up certain benefits. You aren't going to get to listen to the music or eat the food. But if they're just playing polka music and force-feeding you pablum anyways, I mean,
yeah.
What sort of benefit is that? If you don't know what you're giving up in exchange for societal benefits, how do you know what you're getting is a benefit? Would you buy a car, not know what you paid for it, and then say, oh, I got a great deal?
Yeah, exactly. Boy, but they got people suckered.
Well, to a large degree, I think people have brought it on themselves. There's a maxim in law that states, let he who would be deceived be deceived. And
yeah.
All of the change that you complain about, these chains of deception essentially, they're all made from links of our own ignorance. And they're so easy to break. And what I'm starting to see is that it is, in fact, I think it's a process whereby it's necessary for us to do this to become spiritually more aware. And I think you become far more powerful if you stop bemoaning the fact that there are people out there who have taken advantage of our own sleepiness. You know, I mean, we are being woken up one way or another,
yeah.
And that's a good thing, I think. So I'd rather just concentrate on getting a camp happening and, you know, getting the coffee on, and so people, when they do wake up, they smell something besides just the crying babies.
So you mentioned the farmers up there, and you know how they're trying to build this highway, of course, which would cut right through their land. And So are you undergoing any kind of effort to educate them, or are they actually coming to you for help?
Yeah,
we're
having a little festival of remedy this Saturday. And we hope to have a couple hundred people gather, maybe 100 people or whatever. And I'm going to show them the process by which they can use a notary public to open up a court and establish that the government simply does not have the right to take this property, and empower the cops to refuse any orders contrary to this.
Should they be called upon to seize property or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's the key right there, educate
the... It is. Yeah. Absolutely key. Because if you don't do that, these people are going to be in a position where they have no choice. But right. if you can show them that it is just as much a function of law for you to say no to the government and for you to have that right protected by them as it is for you to not get your hair cut by some stranger, show them this and you empower them.
Right.
They were never our enemies, eh? They were always there. I think peace officers, anyways, have always been there to try.
Well, they're trying to make them our enemies, you know, to turn them against us so that when called upon to do so. There was an Army recruitment quiz, if you will, that was given to recruits.
To see if they fire on their own citizens.
Oh, you know about that. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Well, what I have found up here, speaking with individual peace officers and doing it at peace rallies and hemp rallies or, you know, protests of all sorts, for the most part, they want to see a change just as much as anyone. They have kids. They see what's coming. They don't want their kids to be caught up in the New World Order. They have no evidence that their kid is going to be a cop. And so a lot of them are just as concerned and just as aware.
It's
a matter of showing them the out. It's a matter of giving them the power so that when they come and they are given an order, they can say, no, you're ordering me to kick a puppy, and I'm not kicking a puppy, and you're wrong to even order that. And at least up here, a lot of the judges, they're aware of it. Mind you, we've got thousands of people across the country going through this process, say, Charles. We're just serving our notice, making our claim, and... the cops are backing off. They've been told these people are not breaking the law, and as long as no one brings claim against them that they've engaged in unlawful activities, don't treat them as a person. Because up here the criminal code distinguishes between actual crimes, like say a B&E or an assault or a robbery or something like that. It refers to anyone who, and anything else, all the other acts, refers to any person who. So in the notice of understanding and intent, you express that you are no longer going to be a person subject to these body of words, but you do recognize that you are an anyone. And cops love it to a large degree. You know, I mean, we shouldn't be looking at them as enemies. I'm trying to create a place where we look at them as good peace officers. They should have as much esteem as the firefighters. And all they need to do is be educated to the fact that fundamentally we have a right to say no. No, thank you. You're a service provider, and I have said no. And I'm not fighting you. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not bitching at you. I'm just turning my back on you, and I'm starving the beast.
I mean, folks, when you're minding your business, you're just trying to provide for your family, and they're trying to make a criminal out of you. When you're not doing anything, you're not bothering anyone, you're simply not complying with their unreasonable dictates that you're not even subject to. There's something wrong with a system like that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
they've hijacked it. They've taken it over, and you are not aware that you're a government agent. And then, because you start complaining, but you never look at your real remedy, saying, okay, I quit. I'm just not playing anymore. Take your ball and go home, and they lose right then.
Exactly. We've got a friend of mine from Pal Talk, Joe in New York, on the line. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Charlie. How you doing there, Rob?
Hi, Joe. I'm good.
I'm down in the States, and I've undergone the expatriation process by doing the UCC that the gentleman who called a couple of times ago, he mentioned that is a potential red herring and all this stuff. I remember on one of your videos, you mentioned that a policy enforcement agent had pulled you over, and he was looking, I believe, on his laptop. And he was looking at something that he found rather strange. Is it something like on the NCIC where they look up your name and it says, do not detain, release immediately?
Yeah, it says essentially that I'm a free man and that there should be no statutory charges without the express written consent of the Attorney General and the Solicitor General. As they very rarely see that. And from what I understand, a lot of people who are going through this process now, if you serve them notice, that's what's coming up on their screens, and they're just, thank you, sir, have a great day. They leave you alone as long as, again, you treat them with respect, and in your understanding, you express that you are trying to create something better for everyone.
Yeah, that's a great
point. Right. Short break, folks. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hey guys, back on Two Thirds Radio. Joe's Charlie Giuliani. We've got Robert Arthur up in Canada, who's tired of playing foolish games, and it's very easy to stop playing these foolish games. Just stop letting yourself being intimidated and suckered and lied to. Joe, are you still there in New York? Okay, I guess you dropped off.
I guess you're dropping like flies.
Yeah, right. Thanks for your call, Joe. Good stuff.
One thing I would like to mention, Charles.
Sure.
In the Notice of Understanding and Intent, one of the reasons these have such power is because it comes along with a thing called the fee schedule, wherein you tell them how much you are going to be paid if they insist upon collecting services from you, and you do so under what is called protest and duress. Duress meaning they've got a gun and they are pointing to a body of words. You don't want to fight with them. We'll settle it later. Protest means essentially you're going to fulfill a contract that they're claiming exists, but they have to prove the existence of that contract. If they don't, you get to create that contract, and they only have 3 days to do it. What people are doing up here with the fee schedule is, like, for instance, mine, if I am stopped and I'm just educating an officer, I'll take it as an honor. But if they start insisting, my fee schedule is $200 an hour. If they put cuffs on me, it jumps to $2,000 an hour. And there are ways to collect it through the notary public here. So once you've gone through that process and it comes up on their screen that you might be personally liable for his fee schedule, and it's $200 an hour and $2,000 if you're incarcerated or cuffed, people don't want to start playing that game.
And you know, guys, every day that goes by, they're adding more and more and more stipulations and requirements, and
they're forcing you to wake up. Look at it as the Spirit of God coming down and operating through these people to get you to the point where it's just too much, and you say, "Okay, I've got no choice. I've got to wake up." If you look at it like that, it stops the moment you wake up. You know, the moment you start serving these things, what people are finding here, they might be getting beat on by the government and they hate it, but the moment they serve these documents, and essentially I call it getting out of bed, getting dressed, checking the board for your duties and start doing that. And when you do that, the people who were guarding you when you were sleeping and who might have brought forth, we're losing our dreams, right? It's so much easier to lay in bed, nice, comfy, and warm, dreaming about Sugarland and whatnot. But that's not the reality that we're facing. And if you do accept your duties, these people stop beating on you. They suddenly look at you with a great deal of respect, is what I'm finding.
Yeah, sure. Well, here's someone that actually knows what's going on. We can't sucker him. So what would you recommend? We got another call. I'm going to go to him in a minute. But what would you recommend? You know, most of our listeners obviously are not out of the system, quote unquote. They do have, in fact, Social Security or social insurance numbers. You know, unfortunately, it's not as easy for them, is it?
No, and they probably have families and jobs in there. And I was in a position where I had very, very little to lose. And everything to gain by doing it. So I don't really have an answer for that, except people have to look at the truth themselves. It's their own due diligence, and examine the situation. And if they think that they're better off getting these benefits that are... I could never see any benefit from a deception, and it's clearly a deception happening. So I don't know how anyone could expect me to accept that that's a benefit. But if they consider a benefit, or it's just too difficult to get out at the time, I think a lot of power comes just by knowing what you can do if you need to. And you will get these people in government to start serving you better if you come from a position of knowledge and power instead of a position of ignorance, essentially.
And being a subordinate.
Yeah, and who's to be subordinate? I mean, they tricked us. We're supposed to be masters. They're supposed to be servants. They offered us benefits. We went and begged for those benefits, not knowing that we would then be servants as well in their little game, and they would be the boss of all servants. But now we can say, okay, the game's over, and I'm the master once again, and they will respect that if you do act like a master.
Yeah, people, especially in America, in the U.S., I should say, are deceived by this idea that we're a free country. And it doesn't matter how much they become enslaved, they still have it in their head that they're free. I mean, what's free about it when you
none are more enslaved
water your lawn?
Yeah, none are more enslaved than those. But also, I don't know that I would be as comfortable doing what I do down there, because there is a much more... government militant type attitude, to be nice about it.
Yeah,
and
that is the key. Its attitude has a whole lot to do with it. If you go in there with anger, I mean, there's reason to be angry, but if you display that, you've lost the battle before it's even started. But it's crazy. I mean, there are some communities in the States where they'll tell you you can't water your lawn because there's a water ban, you know, there's a shortage of water. But yet, if your lawn dies... because you can't water it, then you'll get a fine because it's unsightly.
Well, it's crazy. That's up here in Canada, we don't really laugh at you guys. We used to, but now it's getting scary and sad for y'all. You know, I mean, we've got, I think, far more freedoms up here, and I think as a common law jurisdiction, we are quite blessed in what we have available to us and are available to respond. But
yeah,
I think we can probably help you guys as well, because I know that once precedent is set anywhere in the Commonwealth, the courts here will look at it, and likely that might be the truth down in the States as well.
There you go. Free, thinkfree.ca, guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back. We got Dan in Houston waiting patient.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. If you're tired of playing foolish games, definitely check out our guest's website, Robert Arthur's website, which again is thinkfree.ca. Very interesting information here that we're discussing. We've got Dan, who's been waiting patiently in Houston on the line. You still there, Dan?
Yes, sir. I may have called you for the wrong reason. I was caught part of your conversation with other speakers. But I called because my son was murdered last year, shot to death, and called a suicide. And the one of the detectives that investigated, he said, well, he didn't think it was a suicide because there was no residue of gunpowder. It took me a while, several months, to get her head screwed on straight enough to decide what to do. I mean, we hired this private investigator, an FBI retired FBI agent, chief FBI agent. He's over 700 FBI agents and 27 years experience in the force, so he's certainly qualified. And he's investigated and said it had to be murder because if you shoot yourself, there's going to be residue on you.
Sure.
Unless you're in a hurricane, excessive of hurricane gale force wind of tens of thousands of miles an hour, which has never happened since humans have lived on Earth. And that's from the FBI's scientific papers and stuff, So he did suicide. And then the police department has the gun, and they refuse to give it back to him up to this point, but they refuse to dust it for fingerprints. And I think he might have been killed because we had a neighbor that sold dope, and I turned the neighbor in who got arrested, and that neighbor might have killed my son. In reality, this guy's real. In fact, he's confronted me since he got out of jail, so I think. But whatever, I can't get the police department to dust the gun for fingerprints. They refuse to. They will not do it. And,
let me ask you, was he ever speaking out against government corruption, local, state, federal?
Yes, sir. Oh, amen to that one. He graduated in college, magna cum laude. In fact, I was
there you go.
Yeah. He was.
Otherwise, there's no need for the police to withhold the gun and the, you know, any ballistics report or anything like that. Have they released?
They won't do a ballistics report either. They dug a bullet out of his head and refused to do a ballistics report, and they don't even know if they still have the bullet. I mean, maybe the bullet was buried. That I don't know. But I mean,
for them to be doing that, they're obviously covering something up. And
you know,
yeah,
it could just be incompetence.
Himself said, in fact, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Robert had our guest had a comment. Robert,
it could just be incompetence. They might have just messed up, and now they don't want to do it because they lost stuff. Maybe they didn't give it a high priority.
Yeah, that could be too. Yeah, they don't want to expose how inept they are.
The autopsy department here in Houston, the joke has been for years, they've been fired. Literally hundreds of convicts out of jail because they screwed up the paperwork. When I called so-and-sos and talked to them, it's insane. They said, well, we keep enough body fluids and tissues and things for forever and blah, blah, blah. Then I had to pay a toxicology for it. There was no, he didn't drink or anything.
The same time, too, though, we can't rule out, Robert, this does happen, unfortunately, pretty often down here lately. People who speak out against local, state, federal, you know, government, they do meet an early demise. I call it the assisted suicide program. I mean, you must have heard about this. Gary Webb was exposing CIA drug and drug trafficking and all kinds of other fiascos. And
yeah,
they said he killed himself with two bullet wounds in his head.
have you heard? My son was a graduate in college, magna cum laude. He was an extremely intelligent guy. I mean, in fact, he went to a private school. If you see, he's the smartest person I ever knew. He was living in the top 2% of intelligence, and he was interested in being a microbiologist. He had talked to the University of Houston, and they were really pretty hateful to him. I called, make some appointments. And if you heard all the stuff on the internet talk shows about microbiologists, all of the planet being murdered.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Dan, if you want to pursue this further, if you know, your investigator you hired there, you know, get a lawyer and,
He wants me to find someone that will take the gun and run it through the criminal justice fingerprinting computer, and I can't find anybody that'll do it. I've called San Antonio, Dallas. They refuse to do it. Houston won't do it. And Ted Gunn said try to find a retired officer somewhere, anywhere, that would do it. And I've called Salt Lake City, Idaho, because I trust them more.
You asked them for a subpoena or whatever?
Well, they're going to give me the gun back, but I don't do nothing because I can't make anybody dust it for prints and run it through the criminal justice system to see if the guy that went to prison because I turned him in for being a dope dealer, his prints are on it.
That's very strange.
I think remedy would lie somewhere with sitting down, writing all this out in an affidavit format, and taking it before a justice of the peace and seeing what that justice of the peace could do, especially if you're in Texas, from what I understand.
Right? Yeah, I'll try that too, yeah.
Yeah, call us back. Let us know how that goes. So, yeah, sorry to hear about that, Dan G. I know you've called before. Didn't realize you were going through that. It's horrible. Anyway, did you have any more any questions for our guest, Robert Arthur, or?
No, I thought maybe that Noah Pacific retired peace officer could do it. I mean, but I guess you don't.
I don't, unfortunately, no. But, you know, like Robert said, try the justice of the peace, see what you can...
With an affidavit in your hand.
Yeah, right.
What? Sign, you mean notarized request or something?
No, it's just you telling what your truth is, sworn out. Just write it down, you know, and then go talk to the justice of the peace. Sit there patiently all day if necessary until there's some time. And
some peace officers that are retired and some still working in the homicide. And they're very, very concerned and caring. And one of them told me that he's retired and he's worried about his retirement being messed up if he dares help me. That's how phony the system is.
Well, I don't know. I think you might be able to find some remedy with a good justice of the peace. Maybe there, and you know, to a certain degree, you have to trust in the fact that not everyone is bad.
Oh, I do agree that these guys have been wonderful, a lot of them, but they just said they can't risk their job.
I mean, put it on the record in front of a good justice of the peace.
Yeah, try that. It won't even cost you anything.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. I'll try it.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate your call. Good luck on that.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, some crazy stuff that goes on out there. And, yeah, I mean, we shouldn't be so quick to say, you know, it's some big conspiracy and cover-up. You know, those things happen, unfortunately. But
they do, but I'm willing to bet that for a large part, a lot of it is just basic human incompetence.
Yeah.
And
it happens. I mean, you know, these guys are going to get their paychecks, whether they sit around all day and eat donuts or, you know, it doesn't. So a lot of them, yeah, they get lazy. And then when something like this happens and they realize their laziness is going to catch up with them, they'll cover it up for that reason.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, the remedy must be, I think it has to come from us. When all is said and done, if we can find the path that allows them to be a little bit less lazy and to recognize that their duty, I don't know, I see pretty exciting times coming. And if it spreads properly, we might just have a lot of remedy available to us, and we'll find that.
Well, for peaceful means.
Yeah, have you ever worked in like a union kind of thing where the union boss then comes up and says, here, this is, you work a little bit slower? I mean, we might have some very good peace officers out there who are frustrated by the system and want to do better, and all we have to do is give them an opportunity to do so. And that is often the most difficult thing, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah.
We're looking for the truth because it's the truth that's going to set us free, and it's kind of like a gem, and it shines best under the light of forgiveness, and yet we're so conditioned to go in there with our fists up and I'm going to intimidate you into compliance with my will. And it doesn't work.
You're just playing their game. You've lowered yourself down to their standard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you've given them reason to not want to cooperate or do anything or hear anything you got to say.
Yeah, you're acting like a child. And you know, there's I read a thing in law that says that a child, an infant, has rights. An adolescent will have freedoms. An adult has duties. We will go into court and argue about our rights versus someone who is claiming a duty, and we lose all the time, and then we say, oh, the courts are unfair. But if you go in there claiming a duty that surpasses the other's duty, and what you're doing, instead of securing your own rights, you accept the duty to secure your neighbor's rights, knowing that you will secure the same for yourself.
Mm.
Now you're coming from a position of you're speaking like an adult and not a child or an infant.
Right. And, you know, what we've seen happen with people like Padilla in this country, who was arrested and held without charges for, you know, 4 years, that's the whole idea. You know, if they can do it to someone like that, they're mentally conditioning us to accepting that, see, we did it to him, so, it's acceptable now. We can do it to anyone else.
Yeah.
And because nobody else is doing that and standing up for their neighbor, regardless what people think of Padilla, it doesn't matter. If they can do it to him, they can do it to anyone else.
And part of that conditioning process, Charles, is the getting angry. Get your opponent angry. No offense, but dude, you got to come up here and relax a little bit. I can sense your frustration. And don't let them do that. They win when they do that even. They start getting you in a position where you are going to play into their hands. And yet, it's challenging because at the same time, you do want to effect a change. You don't want it to continue. But it only continues because we respond to their stimulus in a certain way.
Yeah. And again, that's exactly what they want.
Yeah, and it's a lot more fun to laugh at them. Let us even suppose we are dealing with a bully. How do you deal with a bully? You laugh at him, you get everyone else laughing at him. That's what authority hates more than anything. I mean, look at what your enemy hates. Look at the tools that they use to try to create fear in you, and look at what they really, really hate. You know what our enemy hates the most is to be laughed at.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, this current government, I'm sure you know, down here is trying to keep us in a constant state of fear with the terrorist alerts.
Oh,
and
my
the,
God. Dude, well, I don't want to say anything. I might be considered an enemy combatant.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the heck with their enemy combatant. You can say anything you want on this show. We don't play any games here. We don't pull any punches. The whole war on terror is a fraud. 9/11 was a fraud. This government's a fraud. It wasn't elected. It stole two elections. And it's suckering people through that fear tactic to get them to cower in the corner so they can take away their rights, amass tremendous amounts of power, pick our pockets, drive
us
into poverty.
Now what's the remedy, Charles? Now what's the remedy? Because, yes, all of this is happening, but unless you can point to a remedy, people tend to duck back. They don't want to hear it. And there has to be remedy. I don't see the Creator allowing this to happen without there being a fundamental plan and without us having remedy against it. So that's what I try to focus on.
Right.
And I think that remedy, fundamentally, it boils down to, I don't want to sound woo-woo or overly, you know, religious or anything, but I honestly believe there is only one love. And it's like there's one air that we all breathe. There's one love we all know. You find that common ground. You start knowing who you are in the grand scheme of things. And from there, all of their words become just a big joke. And you can start laughing at them when they come and bring them at you. I know people who've looked at it now, and the cops pull them over. They just sit there and give them a big grin, and the cops are like, oh, another one. Yeah, I know. Okay, bye. So,
well, you know, I love the Wizard of Oz analogy, you know, because this great and thundering Oz. Silence! Don't question the great. You know, once you pull the curtain away, it's this crinkled up old man, and all you can do is just sit there and laugh. Are you kidding me? That's all there is behind this fear-inspiring voice is this old coot, you know?
They're just
you
people
just
with words, Charles. They're just people with words. And we can be angry at the people, or we can just dismiss the words, and all you're left with are actors playing a role. I had an instance in Calgary once, where the police officer pulled over myself and my friend, Luc Denis, another free man on the land up here, and I asked him, I said, what role are you playing? Are you playing the role of a law enforcement officer or a peace officer? He got quite angry and insisted that he wasn't playing any role at all. He was working. He's not playing. And yet I then pointed out that right in the police act, in their police act, it uses the word, the terminology, playing two roles. So I said, so clearly you're not going by the police act. And that just took the wind right out of his sails and he left. But I did it not with, you know, anger or anything, but just a big smile and a big grin. And I remember who pulls the curtain away from the Wizard of Oz, eh? It's the puppy, just the yappy puppy.
Mm-hmm. They don't even read their own statements of, you know, their own obligations or whatever.
Well, they do, but even if they do, bear in mind these were all created by lawyers for the purpose of deceiving not just you, but them as well. And for the most part, a lot of these people, these are the same people who they might give you a ticket and you might hate them 1 minute, but driving down the road, if they saw you in a ditch and your child was in danger, these people would be putting their life on the line. They're not your enemy. You got to get to the point where you can educate them and show them that their job is to support you, even against the government and the courts, because these are just people playing roles, and you're not in their theater of operations anymore. And
who pays their checks? Who actually funds their income? It's the taxpayers. That's the taxpayers they're beholden to.
And more than that, I think it gets deeper than that, because they're not just about the money. I mean, if people who are motivated by money generally don't become police officers to begin with. You know?
Well, yeah.
It's not
the
highest rated paying job and the one with the most public esteem and respect. Chances are, and a lot of them, they might want the power. Well, I don't even think that's the case. I think most of them probably go out with a desire to serve and a desire to create better communities. And if you can see them from that perspective, I think that's where a lot of the teachings of Jesus come in. If you can love your enemy, you can see their perspective. If you can see their perspective, you can lead them to yours. But if you refuse to accept their perspective at all, how are you going to get them to yours?
Mm-hmm. Now, very good. I tell you, you're not only your way of dealing with things, but your personal philosophy and outlook on things is very commendable. I think
I'm too lazy to fight these people, and they have the guns. And my right to bear arms is the right to wear a T-shirt.
Yeah, there you go. No, very good. I mean, you know, when you have that kind of wisdom and disposition, they can't argue with you. You know, you can use their own words to talk themselves into a trap.
I don't even try to think of it like talking them into a trap. I try to show them a path that leads to peace and abundance for everyone.
Right. Well, veer away from them talking you into a trap. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Way,
cause that's different. I don't know. I grew up with six sisters, so my only tools growing up were words. So I guess I was kind of blessed in that respect.
There you go. But, I don't even remember how I got in touch with you now. Somebody had recommended you, and I'm sure glad, because this has been very interesting, enlightening. I certainly want to look your site over some more. You mentioned a friend of yours that you were thinking of having come on today.
Yeah, Chris Titus. She's with Fathers for Justice. She couldn't make it because she's had a big week of activism, and her voice is shot. But she's...
Yeah, I'd be interested in getting her on. I tell you, we're going to go to another break, but we can talk about that some more. I'd be interested in getting her on sometimes. You can tell me some more about her when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Just got a few more minutes here with our guest. Time has really flown by, but this has been a very enlightening and fascinating discussion here. We're talking about your friend. What was her name again?
Chris Titus, and she is with Fathers for Justice. And they focus mainly on obtaining equal access for parents and equal access in the courts.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll have to try to get her on for on another show. In fact, you still have, you have my email, right?
Yeah, I can definitely put you two in contact, and you'll find a very spirited and very fun woman. They up here, what they did, they bought 130,000 crickets, and then they brought those into the courts, and they released them in all of the courts so that the courts would know that you could silence one voice, but you couldn't silence all of them. They sent these crickets to politicians, and they're jumping all over the place. And some of the politicians were quite impressed, said, I got to tell you, every time I hear a cricket, I think of Fathers for Justice. And they're quite effective. When they do public stunts, as they call them, they wear superhero outfits, and they go out and they try to raise public awareness, and they've got a couple private member bills before Parliament. And they are affecting change, and they do it without, well, hopefully without the anger and the frustration that some of these issues can raise, eh?
That's pretty funny. I love it. Yeah, she sounds like she's going to be an interesting person to interview.
Oh, she's hard.
Yeah, if you could pass on the information, have her email me or whatever, or just send me her contact information or something. But
just Google Fathers for Justice. And it's a four with the numeral four and dashes between each one, between Fathers and four and justice.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll find it. And her name is Chris Titus, and I bet you could Google it before I hang up and have her email.
Yeah. No, is
I
that
think it's superwonderwoman@gmail.com.
Okay. And is that Chris with a K or a CH?
Chris with a K, yes.
Oh, with a K. Okay, great. Yeah, definitely. We'll be getting her on, folks. Stay tuned for that. No, this is very good stuff. I mean, you can't argue your approach from a legal or a common sense standpoint. It only makes sense to approach these people in a very calm and controlled spirit. That, you know, and like you said, look at Jesus. I mean, here was a man who was hadn't done any wrong. In fact, all he ever did was for the good of others. And yet they wanted his head. And he never gave them anything to you know, never violated any law, never gave them any reason to be hateful toward him. All he did was tell them the truth, just told it like it is. And for that, they hated him.
Yeah, the people who rely on deception generally are not too fond of truth speakers.
Yeah. I love how they tried to catch him in a trap. You know, do you pay tribute to Caesar? He held up a coin. He says, whose image is this on the coin? They said, Caesar. And he says, render to Caesar that which is Caesar's. Render to Caesar that which is Caesar's, and render to God that which is God's.
Yeah.
And they were trying to set a trap.
I've had a government agent actually try to use that scripture against me because they thought that it gave them scriptural right to collect taxes. And I said, listen, show me a Caesar. Caesar is someone who could kill you for not paying taxes. Show me the Caesar. And if you can't, then let's concentrate on the key part of that scripture, which is render unto God. And it shut them up pretty quick, because we have no more Caesars. I mean, show me the one who can kill me for not paying taxes, for not kneeling before them or paying tribute. They can't do it. They can't do it lawfully. I have no Caesar. I'm rendering nothing.
Interestingly, in another passage related to that, Christ asked, you know, somebody asked Peter, does your Lord pay tribute? And Peter didn't know, so he went and asked Christ, and he says, Peter, who's liable for this tax? Is it the son of the king or the stranger? In other words, the native citizen or the foreigner? And Peter says, I suppose the stranger, the foreigner. And Christ says, yeah, that's right.
So I interpret that a slightly different way, because from what I remember in that scripture, he was asked a rather tricky question. It was a negative affirmation.